Begin the current Masechtas Nida Daf Nun Tes. Begin in the bottom of Nun Chesma Beis, the last line, the last word on that daf, where the Gemara continues under the discussion of the previous daf, explained the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which was this halacha of Kesem, which was the discussion of this perek, finding a stain that a woman finds. So we suspect, that's the rabbinic law of Kesem, that this was menstrual blood. However, there's what's called Taliyah. You could suspend it and say that it was from something else, then we're not going to treat it as a Kesem, as a Nida problem. Now, one of the elements was, if a woman finds Kegrishal Pile, if it's the size of a split bean, so then we could say, oh, that was a louse, because in Taberuk times that was a commonplace thing, lice, and if there's a small drop of blood that's smaller than that size, we could be Taila on the Kina, on the lice. Now, there was a machlekes specifically, if it's exactly the size of a gris, is that like less than a gris and therefore tahar, or like more than a gris and therefore tummy? Now, Rav Huna said, kegris is kiyesem kegris. He says that if it's exactly the size of a split bean, it's like more than a gris, and we're going to say that she's tummy. Rav Chisda said that no, a gris itself is like less than that, and actually it's only when it's more than a gris, when it's a gris of oid, then we're going to treat her as a tummy nidam from the laws of kesem. And that's why Gemara continues, meisvi and asan Rav Huna from the following braisa. As a continued type of the Testament Aleph, the Braisa says, Hayalea tipe dam lamata. We're going to interpret the way Rashi says it, that if a woman had drops of blood on the bottom, which he translates means to say, like small, and the tipe dam lamale, she had drops of blood on the top, meaning large drops. So and that's what the Braisa says, that toila be'elion, that even on the, what's even though generally elion means top, and Rashi the way he translates means to say the large ones, that even the large drops, she could suspend it and say that it's from somewhere else, not from her menstrual blood, at kegris, until it's the size of a split bean. Says the Gemara, my love kegris melmata, aren't we saying that means to say that like the size of a split bean is like less than the gris, and then we could suspend it on that? And that says the Gemara, like kegris melmala. No, when we're saying up until a gris, because no, a gris itself is like more than a gris, which actually would be tummy, if it's not difficult on Rav Huna. Now, the Gemara brings a machlokes on this halacha as follows. Itmar, we learned, Nimtza le kegris v'oid. Let's say, and as Rashi points out, the reason why the Gemara is talking about a case of if a woman finds in herself a bloodstain the size of a split bean and more is because the halacha is like Rav Chisda, who's more lenient, and that actually when it's exactly the size of a split bean, it's kel melata, it's like less than the gris, and therefore tar. But let's say you find the measurement, which generally we would say that it has the laws of kesem of anida. But va'isei v'oid, that extra bit, which is what makes it into a problematic stain, ritzufa by machayles, has on it, squashed on that little bit more, has a dead louse on that extra more. So Rebbe Machlekes, Rebbe Chanina Emetimei, he says the woman's going to be tamei from the laws of kesem as anida. Rebbe Yana Emetari says she's going to be tar, as the Gemara explains. Rebbe Chanina Emetimei says the woman's going to be tamei because ki talya, when did we say the halacha, even like we're saying for Rebbe Chizda, that a woman could suspend that the blood is from somewhere else like a lice? That's bikagris. That's if it's the size of a split bean. Bikagris void, like talya, but if it's more than that, we say you can't suspend it on a dead louse. And therefore, even though you have a dead louse on that extra, but all we could say from lice is up till the share of a gris. Gris void, you can. Therefore, she's going to be tummy. But Rabbi Yana Yomir Tahiri says, no, the woman's going to be tar. Why? Says Hanimili, when did we say that, yeah, we're limited to the halacha, even like the more interpretation of Chizda to be toila on the kina is up until the shea begris? That's hecha dole ritzuva by machilas. That's if you don't have, that you just have a blood stain. I say, oh, where'd it come from? Oh, we don't know. But still, we could say that very likely it happened from a louse. But that's because you don't have a squashed lice right there in front of you on it. But if you have a louse actually squashed onto that va'id itself, so that's obvious. Then we know for sure, definitively, because we see it squashed right here, that extra bit more is from that louse. So push like kegris. So you're left with an unidentified source, which always the halacha of a gris and less, that's tar, is from an unidentified source. That's the size of a split bean. In general, when you don't have this extra bit more. Talya, you suspend this shear of a gris and say that it came from achilas from a louse. So chanami talya. Here also, you could suspend this gris that's left over, say it came from a different louse. Because we're not even looking at that extra va'id, because that we know is from that louse. Now we're left with an unspecified source, but of that of a gris. Oh, that like Rav Chisda, and therefore that's going to be tar. Now, so therefore that's the machlekes. Now, on a similar related vein, the Gemara says, Bayer Birmir. Birmir asks the following question. Nisaska bikagris. If a woman was involved in the gage, which is also one of the other suspensions we say in the halacha of the Mishnah, that if a woman's engaged with something else that's also red like dam, So we could spend it on that. So let's say she was busy with blood from a bird or keeler, which is another type of a dye that could stain her. So she was, but it was the amount that she was busy with was that of a split pea. The nimtza lega b'kagrisvayit. Then she finds in herself not just a share of a gris. She finds in herself a gris and a little bit more. So now, what's the halacha? So the Gemara explains tibayder b'chanina, tibayder b'yana. We could ask this question according to both opinions we just quoted in the previous machlekes. Why? So the Gemara explains. Tibayder b'chanina, we could ask the question according to b'chanina. The adkan kama b'chanina hasim tuma, up until where did we have in the previous machlekes? So b'chanina said that when you have a gris v'oid, and on that extra v'oid you have a dead louse on that, and still he said, we're going to say that she's tummy, because we're only taila up until a gris, not a gris v'oid. That's ela delay nasaska. That's only because the woman wasn't engaged in something else that we know that would be a source that would make her tummy. She, right, you find the dead louse, but that's only going to let us up until the shear of a gris, not a gris void. So therefore, we're going to say that she's tummy. Aval hacha de nasaska talia, but here, where she was busy with a shear of a split bean, with the blood of a bird. So then we could say, okay, that's definitely going to tell us that got her dirty. And then the extra void, that we'll say, is from the blood of a machailas. Because she was busy with something, that's a definitive source that she was busy with. Although we don't know for sure that's what got on her, but maybe he would say that she could be taila. Or maybe the other way around. A filler of Biyane, Domatari, even called Rabbiyane that says in the previous machailas, that says, oh, she's going to be tahar. So that's only because he says, look, the extra va'id, which is what's taking her over the limit and making her tummy as a kesem, we see a dead louse on that. So we can't even consider that. So we're left with a gris. So that remaining gris, we're going to be tied like we always do. But here, although she was busy with keeler or with some other thing that would have a red stain, but she was not. But there's nothing on the stain itself that's indicating to us that you're not going to consider it. So therefore, we have a gris va'id, and all she was busy with was a gris, la'italia, then we wouldn't suspend it, because we don't have exactly what she was busy with on her. She was busy with a gris, he would see a gris va'id, maybe even he would hold, even in the previous case, he said tar, he would agree that it's tam. So the question could go either way, according to both opinions. So the Gemara says, Tashma, it's being arrived from the following b'raisa. The b'raisa says, Nis'aska ba'adam, if a woman was engaged with something that's a red color, saying tayla ba'shachar, so she can't then suspend if she finds in herself a black color, because yeah, you were busy with something that you could be tailored with, but that's a different color. So to bemuit, let's say if she was busy with something that has a little amount, ain't tailored by meruba. You can't suspend then something that you find on yourself that's a larger amount, because it's not the same amount you were busy with. Says Gemara Hechadama, what's this case we just said? Lavki Hagavna isn't exactly the case that we said, where she was busy with a gris, a split bean, but then she finds in herself more than that, a little bit more, a gris void. So you can't say that's what it is on you, and therefore we see from the brisa that everyone would agree that she's gonna be tummy. Says Gemara, Allah, you know, it's not a right from the Braisa. Why? The Nis'aska begris. The Braisa is talking about a case where she was busy with something the size of a split bean. V'nimtza alav shnei grisin va'id. And then she finds in herself the amount of two grisin and even a little bit more. Oh, so that's much more. And therefore, that's not going to go ahead and allow us to be toiled on the gris that you're busy with. But if you're busy with a gris and you find the gris va'id, then we could say, okay, the gris that you're busy with is on you, and that little va'id was from a machailis. So therefore, it's not a right from the Braisa. But says the Gemara, but if that's the interpretation of the Braisa, the Maila Memra, then what's the Braisa telling us? Even if you're going to be toiled that the part of your stain from a gris of the tzipa that you're busy with, but then you're still left with a gris void. You're saying that she finds in herself two gris and then a little bit more. So and she was busy with the gris. So fine. Even if we said that the gris of that was from what she was busy with, you still left with a gris void that we wouldn't be able to title anything, because a machilis could only be up till a gris. So of course you're going to be tummy. What's the Braisa telling us? It says, no, there is a chiddush. Because Mao did him, what would you say, shakal kugris tzipa, that maybe take the gris of the tzipa blood that she was busy with, and shadi beimitzi, and put that in the middle of that huge stain of two gris and void. If you would do that, and therefore maybe you would say that you could be tight like that, zil hocha leka shiura, and either side now, you don't have a measurement. Because now you just put in smack in middle this gris. And now, although you have a gris va'id remaining, but on either side, you don't have a gris va'id. Because this is in the middle. And therefore that's separating the two. And therefore then you would say maybe that she's tar. Kamash Malan, that's what the Braisa is saying. No, if nis'aske b'mu'it, then ain't toiled by meruba. But that's not the same case that we're talking about. If she was busy with a gris and then she finds a gris, well, like maybe there in that case, we would say that she's tar and therefore it's not a riot. Amar Rava Rava says, which this will relate back to the brayso we mentioned before, he says, Nimtza lem min echad. If a woman finds in herself one type of color, something that's similar to a kesem, for example, she finds in herself kilur, which or sap from a tree, which is these similar colors which we worked with Thailand. And then she finds on her garment a kesem, a classic stain. Now, even if that color is not similar to the type that she had originally found, she could suspend all types of colors, all types of types from the type that she did find. So she finds some type of a stain, which is obvious, not a regular kesem, not a blood stain. And then she finds another stain. So although it's not even similar, we're not going to say it's the halacha of kesem that it's menstrual blood. We're going to say, okay, you see that she had another stain. We could say that that's what this stain is also from somewhere else. However, Meisvei, the Gemara asks, from the brayso we mentioned before, or the brayso says in this ask about adon, if a woman was engaged in a red color, so ain't tayla b'yishacha, you cannot suspend a black color to say that it's from the red color. So here too, why if she, let's say, finds kilur on her garment, and then later she finds another red stain on her garment, why could you say that that's from the kilur if you're saying that it's even kamaminim, even if they're different colors, different types? But the brayso tells us that if you have something that you could be tayla and that's one type, you cannot be tayla another type. It says, Gemara, no, this ask a shani. Being busy with something is different. Because if she was busy with a red color, how are you going to say that the black stain is from the red color that she was busy with? You're right, that's by nisaska. But when she finds in herself a red color, and then she goes and she finds a black stain, so we say, just like how she get this red stain, we don't know, it was without her awareness, so therefore we could also say that this other stain is also that she didn't have awareness. And therefore we're going to be toilet, obviously some things have sprayed on her, and therefore this also could have sprayed on her, but when she was busy with this, and therefore we know it's this thing, yeah, this thing is not the same color, and therefore we're not going to be toilet b'shachar. But when you find, like Rava's words were, if she finds, then you could be toilet even other types that also, that what we find is also from some external source. That's one version of Rava. Ikadamid, those say a different version. That Amar Rava, nisaska b'menecha, not you find. Let's say if she was busy with one type of color. Toilet b'kamaminim, so it says then you could suspend all different types of colors and species from the on this thing that you're busy with. So on that, Meisvei, this is now a clear-cut question. The Brayso said, nisaska b'adam, ain't toilet b'shachar, if you're busy with red, you cannot suspend black, and you can't say like we said before, because here he's saying nisaska, not just nimtza. So the Gemara, you're right, Kikama Rava, when was Rava talking about? The Isaska Batana Gilas. The woman was busy with a chicken. The Isba Kamamina Dhamma, where there's many types of bloods. So although it's with one thing, you could be totally Kamamina Dhamma because this one thing actually has many different types of bloods. And that's why we're saying this halacha. But you're right, if you're busy with one thing that has one type of blood, that's what the Brayso says clearly, that you can't be Taila on some other color, some other species, because that has no relevancy to be Taila in that because it's a different color. Now the Mishnah said, there was an incident with a woman, which that's what the whole incident with Rabbi Kiva, which was this idea that we're going to be toila on something that's a possibility that came somewhere else, like a wound that was even crusted but could get moist again and then the blood could come out. So we're going to be toila on that. And Rabbi Kiva had a story with such a woman and he saw that his students were wondering and he says, what are you wondering about? The sages didn't say this halacha to be stringent, rather as a leniency, and therefore if we could find a way out, we're going to say that it's not from the menstrual blood. And that is the Gemara, but Vatanu in the Brayso, the opposite. The Brayso says on this idea that Lo Yamru Chacham Esadav Alahakel Elahachmer, that the sages did not say this halacha of kesem to be lenient, rather to be stringent, which is exactly the opposite of Rabbi Kiva's statement in the Mishnah. So that Amar Ravina says, no, it's not difficult. Lo Yalahakel Al Divrei Torah. What the Brayso was saying is, yeah, the laws of stains was not to be lenient on the words of the biblical law, Ella rather this that the Rabbanan made the actual gezera of kesamim. That was lahachmal divrei Torah. That was to be stringent on the words of the Torah, that there's a halacha of menstrual blood, which is the laws of Nida, which, yeah, that's only if you sense it coming out of the body, but not to be lenient with the laws of Nida. So the Rabbanan made a halacha that even kesam, even stains, are going to be like the laws of Nida. But ukesam atman the Rabbanan, but now that you have this law of kesamim, it itself is a rabbinic law. And therefore, regarding rabbinic law, we go more lenient, and therefore we're going to suspend anything that we could in the laws of the ksamim. So you're right. Its inception is a stringency. But once you have it, now the way we treat the laws of ksamim itself, we do it leniently, like the story of Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, Eichu nasin, if you have a bedika cloth underneath one's pillow, and then you find that it has a stain under it. So it said it depends. If it's round, then we're going to say, okay, that's from a, some like a louse. But if it's a line, then we say that it's from the woman herself. Now, Ibadu, the following question. Mi peligi rabbana tzaddik, who Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik was the one who said this halacha at the end of the Mishnah. Do the Rabbanan disagree with him? Do they not disagree with him? And they say, yeah, if it's like a line, then we're going to say that it must have been from the woman, and therefore you can't be toila on some lash, because usually that's like a round circle, and she's going to be tummy. Says Gemara Tashma, it's being a raya from a brisa. The brisa says, kesem arach, a long stain, mitzdarf. So that combines, so although generally a split bean is like a round thing, but if it's a line, so you'll combine, if it has the measurement in that length, like the sheva gris for egg, which is the minimum measurement, that we're not going to be toila in a louse, so then it's going to combine, it's going to be tummy. Now, teepin, but if it's like drop, aim and starve, and you don't combine them, since they're not connected, they're not contiguous, we're not going to combine them. Now, says the Gemara, who's the time of this price? Eir b'lazer b'b tzadik, if it's a reb b'lazer b'b tzadik, so lama lit siruf, then why would it say that you have to, when it's a long stain, you have to combine it, has to have the share of a gris of aid? But ha'amar, he said in the Mishnah, that mashach, if it's drawn, that kol shu tummy, that even the minute amount's going to be tummy. Why? Because since he said that mashach must have been, it came from the woman's body, so if the main idea is because it's mashach, then even if the size of mustard seed, we're going to say that she's tummy, because we know it came from her. Because if it came from a louse, it wouldn't have been like a line, it would have been like a round circle. So you wouldn't need tziruf. So el lav rabbana, obviously then this price is not rablazah b'tzadik, it's like drabbanan. And shemam and apligi, obviously we see that they disagree, and they say that no, it's not enough to just be a line, rather it has to be more than the gris v'aid, and for that it's minstarf. But we see that they disagree with him. Says the Gemara, no. We could even say that this brisa is like a blazer of tzaddik. Because yes, even according to him, you need siruf, you need a combination, even when the drawn line, to go ahead and make it that she's tame. Because of a chiyam, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, when did he say in the Mishnah that when it's a drawn line, that for sure that came from our body, and therefore it should be tummy, even a minute amount? That's be'ed. That's with a bedika coat that she used to use as an internal examination. Then we say, okay, if she did an examination and she put under a pillow and then we later look at it, if there's a line, it must have came from her body. And that's going to be even a minute amount. But if she just finds a stain on that cloth, then lie, then no, then even he would hold it. You have to have a gris void, and therefore this price, it could be like him, and it's not a raya that the Chum disagree with him. However, the Gemara says, Tamash Tashma, it's being a raya that they do. Because the Amr of Yehuda Mishmul, he says, a halacha, kribalazah b'b tzadik. So from this Amr, we could prove, halacha machal de pligi. If you're saying halacha is like him, obviously that there are those who dispute him. Says the Gemara Shema, no, yeah, we could infer from that, that the Chum would disagree, and they would say that, yes, although he says that it needs only a minute amount, if it's mashuch, they would disagree, and they'd say, like we see in this braisa, that you have to combine together to make it a tziruv of a gris v'aid, because they disagree, and they say that it's not enough, by mashuch, no, for sure it came from a body, we're going to still say that maybe it's from a laos, and you have to have a gris v'aid according to the Chacham. Han l'charei kesem, which I return to the 8th parak, this need the parak harei kesem, which, like the title of the parak, spoke primarily about the laws of Ksamim, of the rabbinic law of finding a stain. Now, as we continue to Mebeis, we begin the 9th parak, parak Ha'isha Shehi Isa, which talks primarily about the finding of dam as it relates to the laws of Nida. So it says the Mishnah, Ha'isha Shehi Isa Tzrechav. If a woman was taking care of her needs, meaning that she was urinating, V'rasa dam, and then she finds blood. So Rameyami says it depends. If she was standing, the Gemara is going to explain the relevancy of standing while urinating. So if she was standing, so then tamei, then we're going to say that she's tamei and that this was menstrual blood. Vim yeshev is tahir, but if she was sitting, then we're going to say that she's tar and that it's not menstrual blood. Now Rabbi Yisim, he disagrees. He says, no, benkach benkach tar. It doesn't make a difference if she was urinating. Sitting, standing, we can say that the woman is tar and it's not menstrual blood. That's one case. Then the Mishnah says, ish v'isha sha'asu tzarchein l'teich hasafal. If you have a man and a woman that both use the bucket, the lavatory, to take care of their needs, to urinate, and then they find blood on the water after they both urinated. So Rabbi Yisi b'tar. Rabbi Yisi says that she's going to be tar. Now, because as in the previous machlekes, Rabbi Yisi said even if only the woman urinated, she's going to be tar, when there's only one doubt, did it come from the uterus and that she's tameh, or did it come from the place of where she urinates and therefore she's tar? So for sure, in this case, where there's an added doubt that maybe came from the man and not from her. And the Gemara is going to actually ask, so if in the first case where there's even one doubt, we say that she's tar, for sure. In this case, when there's two doubts, for sure that she's going to be tar. What's the necessity of Rabbi Yisi saying that? But actually, Rabbi Shimon Matami, Rabbi Shimon says that no, even in this case, when there's a man and a woman, that the woman's going to be tummy. She ain't derech ish lahitzi dam, because it's not normal for the man to have blood coming out of his male member because he's urinating. Rather, the presumption of blood is that comes from a woman's body where she has blood coming out of her genital area. And therefore, there it's only essentially a doubt of the woman. And then, since she was the one that was urinating, we say that the blood came from her and that it came from the uterus, and therefore she's going to be tamei. Now, the Gemara says, in the opinion of her mayor, the opening halacha, what's the difference that he said that when a woman is standing, so obviously because damina we say, that the urine had pulled back, went all the way up to the uterus in the woman's body, and it brought blood with it from the uterus, with the urine, and therefore when we find blood in what she urinated, oh, we say it's menstrual blood and she's going to be tamei. So Yeshebes Nami, name a mirror glam hadula makar beisidam. So then when she was sitting and urinating also, why don't you say the same thing? Maybe say that the urine pulled back and it went into the uterus and it brought blood with it, and therefore it's menstrual blood and she should be tummy. So Mashmul, he says, we're told about in the Mishnah b'miznekes, where it's a woman that streamed as in a spurt when she was urinating. Now, since it went through as in the stream, as normally it is when a person urinates, and there's generally when the woman urinates, if it's coming out through a stream, there's no tension there, and there's nothing pulling back the urine going back to the uterus, and it's not normal for blood from the uterus to come out as like an irregular period when the woman is urinating. So that's the case that we're talking about, that we're saying that, no, if she was sitting, we're not going to say that the blood here is from the uterus. Because in contrast, if let's say the urine was dripping out, then we could say, why is it dripping? Because she's obviously holding, she's pulling back. So then you could say that the urine, it was pulled back inside the woman's body. Then it's as if she was standing, which has the same tension pulling it back inside the woman's body. But when she's standing, Remeir is saying, then it's not possible for her to stream because she's pulling, there's a lot of tension as she's standing, she's holding it back. And therefore, when it comes out, then we're going to say that it could be went all the way back into the woman's body. So right, Yeshebes also. If it was dripping out, then we could say the same concern. But we're talking about here where it streams out. Where it streams out, then we're going to say that it didn't go back, there was no tension, didn't go back to the uterus, therefore she's tar. But when she was standing, or like sitting with tension, when it drips out, then we say that she can be tummy. But says the Gemara, but mazneket nami? No, the question is still there, because even if you're saying that when she was sitting and she was urinating, it was coming out as a stream, so although you're right, if a woman's regularly urinating is coming out in the stream, it's not going to shoot back into the uterus. However, who's to tell us that the blood came out together simultaneous with the urine, and then therefore you're going to say, oh, so for sure the blood's not from the uterus, from the fact that it came with the urine. Rather, it must have come from a wound somewhere in where the woman's uterus, where the woman's urine comes from, and that's where the blood comes from. Says the Gemara, but dima busted the tamu maya asudam. Maybe when the urine stopped coming, we don't know when the blood was there. She gets up, she sees blood in there. Maybe after the urine stopped, then the blood came from the uterus and nothing to do with the urine. And therefore, how do we know by Yeshevis any different, even when she streams, to say that we don't have to suspect that it came from the uterus? So Amar Babi says, you know how we know? Because the case is told by Yeshevis Osvasa Safo. Told by she was sitting all the way at the edge of the seat, of the bucket. Umeznekes Petecha Safo. But it was streaming into the bucket. Now, Benimtzadam Betecha Safo. And where's the blood found? Inside the bucket. Then Isa the Bas of the Tamamaya Asa. Because if you would say, as you're asking, then maybe it has nothing to do with the urine. After she finished urinating, then the blood came. Then since her body was primarily sitting on the bucket, you should have found the blood on the seat. Because if it's dripping, which is what blood generally does when it comes from the uterus, and you're saying, okay, if it's streaming, then it doesn't make sense. There's no tension. It wouldn't shoot back. So you're right, not from the stream. Maybe after she's from the streaming, then the blood came out, then it would drip out. If it would drip out, it would go on the seat. It's only the stream that went at the angle that went into the bucket. If you find it in the bucket, it must have came with the urine and became with the urine. Therefore, we're saying that it doesn't make sense when it's streaming that it came back from the uterus. And therefore, by Yeshev is going to be tar, but Amenda is going to be tamay. Now, Amar Shmuel, he says, and Barmila, some say it was Amar Yehuda Mashmuel, that Halacha Krabiyesi, Halacha Zak Krabiyesi, who says that she's always going to be tar, doesn't make a difference if she's sitting or standing, we don't suspect that it's shot back into the uterus and that's where the blood's coming from. We say there must have been some wound in from the area where she urinates from, and therefore she's going to be tar. And Bechain Ari Le Rab Abba Le Kala, who's the name of a person who needed this Halacha, that Halacha Krabiyesi, that if the woman finds the blood in the urine, we say that she's going to be tar. Now, the next case in the Mishnah was Ish v'isha v'chulu. If a man and a woman urinated, and then we find blood over there, so Rabbi Yossi says, okay, she's going to be tar, and Rabbi Shimon said that she's going to be tameh. Now, Ibarlo, the following question. Ish v'isha oimdin. This case of the seifa, we always spoke about, was the man and the woman were urinating, and you find blood on the water. And we mentioned in the Reisha, which is just a woman, we mentioned Reb Meir and Reb Yossi. In the Seif, we mentioned Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon. So now the Gemara is asking, in the case where a man and a woman both urinated standing, and then they find blood. Mali Amar Reb Meir. What would Reb Meir tell me? Because he's not mentioned the case of man and woman. By the case of just a woman standing, Reb Meir says that, so the woman's going to be tummy. Because she was standing, there was tension, the pull back went to the uterus, came out, we're going to say that she's tummy. What would he say if a man and a woman both urinated standing? As the Gemara explains the question, Kiyam Reb Meir, when did Reb Meir say that she's going to be Tameh is Bechat Sveka? When there's only one doubt. It's just one person. It was just a woman. And you find blood. So the doubt is, did she shoot back and get the blood from the uterus? Or was some wound from where she urinates? Al Besvek Sveka, but in the situation of a double doubt, where over here, you have a double doubt to be lenient. Because, first of all, maybe it didn't come from the woman. Maybe it came from the man. And even if you say that it came from the woman, maybe it didn't shoot back to the uterus, and maybe came from the place of a wound. So therefore, maybe with the Eloi Metame, when it's a svek svek, a doubt of a doubt, maybe he would say that the woman would not be tame. Like demolishna, maybe that there's no difference. So the Gemara brings a machlokes. Amar Shlokesh, she says, hehe, it's the same thing. Just like Reb Meir says the woman's going to be tame when it's just her herself when she's standing, so too when it's a man and a woman that are standing, he would hold that, you know, we say that if she's standing, it's shot back to the uterus, and we're going to say that she's tame. And says Reb Shlokesh, where do I know this from? From the Mishnah. From the fact by the seifa, by the case when it's talking about a man and a woman taking care of their needs, and you find blood, it only says Reb Yossi says that she's going to be tar. It doesn't say Reb Meir and Reb Yossi. Obviously, Reb Meir disagrees, and he holds that she's going to be tame. But it says Gemara Yachid, but if that's the case, then Hashtar Reb Meir b'sfek sfek metame. If you're saying that he holds even the case of a seifa, when there's a double doubt to be lenient, he holds that she's going to be tame. So sfek meboya. So do you have to say that he holds that she's going to be tame when there's only one doubt? Why does Reb Meir disagree in the case of the Reisha? Let him disagree in the case of the Seifa to say that that she's going to be Tameh, and then he would have told us an added Chiddush, even when there's two doubts that she's going to be Tameh. Says the Gemara, you're right, but Lo Hidiyacha Kechad Reb Yossi. The reason why we mentioned their Machlokes in the Reisha was not for Reb Meir, right? Reb Meir would be a bigger Chiddush in the Seifa, but it was to say the strength of his dispute in that of Reb Yossi, Tafil Bechad Sveka Matar, that even when there's only one doubt, and it's 50-50, that still he holds that we're going to say that she's Tar, and we say that it came from a wound and not from the uterus. But says the Gemara, v'ademifl gibichad safik. But why do you say that? Instead of disagreeing as in the case of the ratio when there's one doubt, l'diach l'krechad Reb Yossi, today the strength of Reb Yossi's opinion that says that she's tar, lifl gubisvek sveka, say their dispute in the case of the seifa, when there's a double doubt, l'diach l'krechad Reb Meir, to say the strength of the opinion of Reb Meir that says that even over there she's going to be tummy. Says the Gemara, as it says many times, it's better, it's preferable, because to be stringent, everyone could be stringent. It's preferable to say the strength of a lenient opinion, to say that this opinion is obviously very confident, even to be lenient, as the opinion of Reb Yossi is in the case of the Reisha, even when there's only one Safi that he holds that she's going to be tar. But really, Reish Lakish holds Reb Meir hold that she's going to be tummy, even in the case of the Seif of a Svek Svek. But that's Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yehuda, he disagrees. He says, no, you're right. Ki kam Reb Meir, when Reb Meir say, as in the case of the ratio, the woman's going to be tummy, is b'chad sveka, only when there's one doubt. Abba svek sveka leyama, when there's a double doubt, you're right, he wouldn't say that. And if it was a man and a woman, and the woman was standing, and the man was standing, then he would hold that the woman's going to be tar. On that, as they come up, but if that's the case, then listen to Reb Meir, Reb Yossi mitar. So in the case of the Seifa, then they shouldn't just say Reb Yossi hold that she's tar. It should have said Reb Meir and Reb Yossi hold that she's tar. Says the Gemara, you're right, it is Reb Meir too. But since we just finished quoting the opinion of Reb Yossi in the case of the Reisha, he was the last opinion mentioned over there. So we opened up with Reb Yossi, but really it's Reb Meir and Reb Yossi according to Reb Yechon. But then the Gemara asks of Reb Yossi, and this question on everyone, Bechad Sveka Mitar, with one suffix, as in the case of the Reisha, he said that she's the Mitar. So when there's a double doubt, do we have to say she's the Mitar? Why did we quote him in the Seifa to say that she's going to be Tar? If even one suffix, it's going to be tar. Says the Gemara, no. Ma did him, what would you say, Hanamila Dieved, this that Reb Yossi said that she's going to be tar is only after the fact. If she was involved in Tahiris, so we're going to say, okay, look, she wasn't Metamid, we're not going to presume her to be Tami. But initially, no, we would tell her, look, don't be involved with Tahiris, because ultimately you do have an element of doubt. Kamash Balan, that's what we're learning out from this seemingly extra, unnecessary halach of Reb Yossi of the Seifa. because of course she's going to be tar. Even one doubt, for sure, with double doubt she's going to be tar. Oh, why is it an extra halacha to say that even initially we permitted to go ahead and be involved in tyrus? That is, we don't suspect any problem. We suspect that it came from the meraglim enough at the makar. It says Gemara Tanika Vaseid Rabbi Yechanan. We have a brisa that supports like this last opinion that of Rabbi Yechanan. And the brisa says Ish veisha she'asu tzarchein l'teicha safa, which is the case of the seifa of our Mishnah. If a man and a woman both took care of their needs into a lavatory, into the toilet, benimtza dam alamayim, and they find blood on the water. So Rabbi Meir ve Rabbi Yisi mitar, and the brisa says explicitly like Rabbi Yechanan, it's Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Meir that says that she's mitar, and Rabbi Shimon mitami, like he says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon holds that she's mitami. A similar line of questioning, the Gemara says, the following question. Isha, if it's only a woman that's yeshevis, that's sitting on the bucket, and she's taking care of her needs, she urinates, and then they find blood over there after she urinates. Mali Amar B'Shimon, what would Reb Shimon hold? As the Gemara explains what the question is. Do we say, because again, Reb Shimon is only mentioned in the Sefer, similar like we were asking regarding Reb Meir, only Reb Yisi is mentioned in the Reish and the Sefer. Reb Meir is only mentioned in the Reish, so we ask, like, what would he hold like in the case of Sefer? And Reb Shimon is only mentioned in the Sefer, and then we're asking, like, what would he hold like similar like in the case of the Reish? As the Gemara explains, do we say, Kiyam Reb Shimon, when does Reb Shimon say that the woman's going to be Tamei? Is Baimedes? Is when she was standing, which is the case of the Sefer, that the man and the woman both urinated when they were standing, and Reb Shimon holds that she's going to be tamei. Oh, you know why? Because she was standing. Because the dachik la alma. Because, like we said, there's obviously a lot of tension since she's standing. So he holds, even if a man also urinated over there, but we're going to say that she's tamei. And the reason for that is because we really cancel out the element of the man. Like Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah, the presumption of blood that coming out of the general area is from the woman. So there's no real svek. It's like only one doubt. And therefore, Reb Shimon says, and there's tension by the woman, so we presume that it came from the makar, and we're going to say that she's tummy. Avo yeshev eslai, but if she was sinning, then no. Then most definitely we presume that it came from the area of the urine, and we would say that it came from some wound, because if she was sitting, then we don't presume tension that was pulling it up to the uterus. Maybe not, no, it wouldn't make a difference. We see Reb Shimon is very stringent. We see that even when there's a man and a woman that he says that she's going to be tamei, maybe over here, even when she's just sitting by herself and she urinates, we would say that she's tamei. Says the Gemara Tashma Tzvi Gerai, because the Tani will learn in the Braisa. The Braisa says the first opinion holds Yeshevis, if a woman was sitting. So then Taila, then we would suspend that the blood that we find is from the urine, because that's generally when a woman is urinating without any tension, we'll say that it came from the urine. But a medis, but if she was standing, then there's tension. So then you cannot suspend it in the urine, and then we're going to say that she's tummy, that it came from the makar, that's the remei, like we learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yisimer, as he's mentioned in the Mishnah, says, no, benkech benkech toilet. No, either way, whether she's sitting or standing, you could suspend that it came from the urine, and we're not going to say that she's tummy, as he says in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Amar, here he's mentioned, although he's not mentioned in the Mishnah in the case of the Reisha, says, no, benkech benkech ain a toilet. So I clearly answer the question is whether she's sitting or standing, we're not going to suspend, and we're going to say that she's tummy. So therefore, that clearly answers the question. Even if a Isha is Yeshevis by herself, and we find Tom, we're going to say that she's going to be tummy. And he's always concerned that the blood's coming from the woman, and blood comes from where? From the woman, generally comes from the uterus, and therefore he's going to consider her as tummy. Now, by the way, the following question. Ish v'isha yeshvin, another variable, similar to the previous question, but one more variable. It's not just a woman who is sitting and urinates and we find blood. There was a man and a woman that both urinated in this bucket. Mali Amar B'Shimon, what would Reb Shimon say over there? And that is, do we say, Ki Amar B'Shimon, when does Reb Shimon say in the case of the Mishnah? That Oimedes, that when the woman is standing, and we said that the element of her standing is a very strong factor, that we said that even when there's two doubts, we say that she's going to be tamei. That's because the dachik la'alma, because we said there's a lot of tension, and therefore we're going to presume that it came from the woman's uterus. And so too the yeshevis, we have the case of the brice that we just mentioned, which was answering the previous Gemara's question, where we said that Reb Shimon holds the woman's going to be tamei even when she's sitting, the chad safik, where there's one doubt, like we said, because there's no man with her. So therefore that's where he said that she's going to be tamei. But when there's a double doubt, in this case where you have two leniencies, A, she's not standing like in the case of the Mishnah, she's sitting, and additionally, a man also urinated over here, then Loi Amar, maybe Rishim wouldn't say that, and maybe he would say that we would be tar, and that she would be tar. Maybe it wouldn't be a difference. Says Gemara Tashmatz being a raya, the key in the Reb Shimon, since the words of Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, is that ches kas damim in the isha, the presumption of blood is that it comes generally from a woman. So in the fact that he used the terminology of chazaka, obviously we don't really are concerned at all as a doubt, as if it came from the man. We totally cancel him out. So then, essentially, the only one doubt, did it come from the woman or not? So again, loishna imdim and loishna yeshim, then there wouldn't be a difference if she's standing or sitting. Because standing, we said, like in the halacha of the Mishnah, even if there's a man over there, we say that she's going to be tummy. And sitting, like we just brought for the brayso, when it's just a woman, it said clearly that she's mitame. So even if there's also a man, the man, like we see from the halacha of Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, that as if he's non-existent, because the chazaka of blood is from the woman, so it's like as if a woman by herself, that's like the case of Yeshevas when she's by herself. And even if there's a man, that the halacha is that she's mitame, we presume that it came from dam, from the makar. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing a related halacha about when you find blood and suspending on where did it come from. So says the Mishnah, Hashila Chaluka Lenachas. If a Jewish woman lent her garment to a non-Jewish woman, or a Lenida, or to a menstruating woman, and then afterwards she puts on the garment, and then she finds a stain, a blood stain on the garment. Says the Mishnah, Harizu Toilaba, so she could suspend the blood that was from the non-Jewish woman or from the Nida, and then this Jewish woman is going to be tar. Because since the woman who borrowed it was a Nida, so she's not really ruining that woman by saying that it was from that woman, because anyways that woman is tummy because she's a nida. And so to a non-Jewish woman is anyway tummy, so she could suspend it on her. But in contrast, let's say a Jewish woman lent it to another Jewish woman, her friend, who is also tar. And then the original lender goes and puts on the cloth and she finds the blood stain. So in that situation, both women are going to be tummy, as the Mishnah teaches us. Gimel nashim shalav shu chalak echad. Three women that all three wore the same outfit. All three were sitting on the same bench. The nymphs all abdam, and then you find on the garment or on the bench a blood stain. So kulin tmei, so all going to be tummy, because since if you would suspend it on one of the women, you would be ruining her because up until now she was tar. So where did you see fit to suspend it on her more than this one? And since we don't know, everyone has the doubt, and each one of them has to be tummy because the law of finding a kesem. Now, however, says the Mishnah, yeshval safsal shal evan, but if they were sitting on the bench of stone, which stone is not makabel tuma. In contrast, the bench of the reisha, which we were saying that if you find on the bench, they're all going to be tuma, was told that it was made out of wood, which is fit to have the halacha of tuma of moishav, which is when a zav or a nida sits on a chair or on the bench, that's going to make a tuma. Here we're talking about a bench made out of stone, oyale itztava shel merchatz, or from the slab of the bathhouse, which are things that are not makabel tuma. So Reb Nechemya Metaris is going to say, if you find a blood stain on one of those things, that the woman's going to be tar. Why? Because Reb Nechemya said, "Kol davar she'ein makabel tuma, anything that you find the blood stain on it, that's something that does not accept tuma, does not become tummy. Ein makabel ksamim, so that does not receive ksamim. In other words, on those types of things, the Rabbana did not make the gzeira of ksamim, and the reason of Reb Nechemya will be explained in the Gemara.